Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
First thing I noted when I went to the technical charts, I went to the pit chart only, and I noted today's soybean rally on the May chart filled the gap that we had.
Yes, it did, and it's going to be interesting to see here because the front-end beans are leading this market right now with the bull spreading very active. I think the gap plays a role, Dave. I think the oversold technicals in the July Nov bean spread and the May Nov bean spread play a role, but I don't trust this rally here for some reason. I think it goes back to the USDA report this morning as we got a pretty good-sized jump in the South American crop. We went up to 121.5 for Brazil, Argentina combined. Yes, the trade probably had that factored in going into the report, but just the fact that we have it and that the weaker cash prices, the weaker Gulf basis is still with us today, it makes me a little bit nervous that this bull spreading in the beans is not going to hold up here.
So are we thinking that this is a bull rally in a bear trend market?
Well, I think that the problem is that I like selling the 09 cash bushels on pops at this point because I really do think cash is king at this stage. And with the supply that we're looking at in South America and with the uncertainty about China's demand, I mean, the Chinese grain and oilseed center said today they're going to be looking at low imports of soybeans across the board this next month. They're also looking at very abundant supplies of soy meal there in that country. So it looks like the month of April is going to be a pretty low volume month when it comes to China. And I just wonder how well we're going to be able to hold up in the futures market and most importantly how we're going to hold up in the basis market. So I think basis is probably the most negative force out there in the beans for the front end or for the old crop that you have in the storage. So I like letting go of the 09 here and might do some more, you know, 2010 hedging before the end of the day if we can't get these markets to look a little bit sharper in terms of the wheat and the corn market.
In the corn market, it was a taffy pull off of the opening bell, higher initially and now lower. I guess that traders are thinking that world numbers are trumping U.S. numbers.
Yeah, I think world numbers and weather is what I heard on the morning update from the clearing firm on the conference call this morning was the idea that, look, U.S. numbers came in a little bit lower, but look at the world numbers. We're swimming in coarse grains and feed grains, and we've got weather opening up. And I think you described it perfectly as far as the taffy pull. I will say I am not real eager to let go of any corn here, Dave, not just because we're not profitable, you know, and we don't have near the profit in corn that we do the beans, but I just don't think the corn has a lot of downside if the beans and the wheat are going higher. So I think corn is more of a follower, and I think today's report puts corn more as a follower. And, yeah, it'll have a tint or a taint of a leader to the downside because of the seasonality and because of open planting weather, but that can change from day to day. So the big number I'm looking at technically, because you like technicals, I like technicals, the big number I'm looking at technically is that 375 and a quarter low from the March 31st report in Dees corn. If we can stay above that, keep the wheat and the beans firm, I'm not interested in hedging corn at this point.
And then on front end, that number would look like what?
Oh, probably right around that 355 level.
355, 358,
yeah.
Somewhere.
Yeah, right. Our low today has been 358. The July and the Dees look quite a bit different than to one another, and we kind of hit that up yesterday. So I'm going to use the Dees just because that's the 331 low, and that's the new crop low after that bearish report. 355 was the July, March 31st low.
So you would think that then as long as wheat is reacting like it is, it should be supportive.
You know what I didn't like about the wheat today that I hope we clean up by the end of the trading day, Dave, is we went after the weekly high from Wednesday in the May futures. 479 and three quarters was Wednesday's high. That's our current weekly high. We busted out. We went after that when the beans made new highs. Wheat followed. We couldn't quite violate that Wednesday high, though, and we had a quick round of selling. And that took the wheat back down to where now we're trading only up 1 to 2 cents. So if the corn stays pressured and doesn't want to go anywhere, and then all of a sudden the wheat turns lower, I think it's going to be very, very hard for the beans to hold up even with the bull spread. So that's kind of how I'm laying it out. I'd like to stay above that 375 area in Dees corn and like to get above 480 in May wheat. That would make my day technically.
I guess a question that needs to be asked is where will traders' mindsets be over the next few weeks? it looked to me like earlier in the week it was very much focusing on demand, but now it might be turning back to supply.
And I think the report pushes us into that, and the weather does as well. I think you nailed it. I think that we started to turn the corner in the psychology by the traders, and the funds were leading that turn in psychology because the demand was starting to pop out. Now, there is good supply news out there today, but the trade is so far ignoring it. You know, China has come out and said we're going to have to release a little over 1 million tons of our own corn into our market because our domestic prices are heating up too much. I would attribute it probably to the drought that's, you know, causing that high price corn domestically. And then the Ukrainians also said that they're going to have to look to replant 500,000 hectares of wheat because of their problems over in that country during the winter months. So there are bullish supply issues out there and bullish demand issues out there, but I think you hit it on the nose. The trade has probably turned it back towards a burdensome world supply situation, and if weather stays good for row crops, why would you want to buy into it? I think right there, that's why wheat needs to be the guy that stands up and says, after today's report, I got a 950 million bushel ending stocks number in the U.S. you know, supply demand report. Nobody was expecting that, at least as far as the Dow Jones range of estimates. The lowest number was 971. I came in at 981, and I was within 10 million of the lowest number. So that 950 was a shock, and I think that needs to be shown up in the price action and why we couldn't make new weekly highs in wheat, which is not, you know, being worried about being planted. We had a frost in it earlier this week in the southern plains. Wheat should show itself here today, and if it can't, then the row crops may lead us lower.
Interesting what they gave us in livestock, and I begin to wonder if we're putting a high in the cattle market.
Well, I think seasonally we probably do. Whenever we have really big rallies on low supplies, it seems like whenever the April goes off the board, whether April hogs or especially April cattle, it seems like that's kind of our jet fuel, and our rocket fuel is kind of exhausted at that point. And then the June cattle are typically a rougher month, and the supplies tend to build up in the middle of summer as well. So I think today's report showing that we are going to have bigger beef production and we're going to have lower pork exports to Asia, that's something we really have to watch, because we are terribly overbought on some of these weekly charts. And in fact, some of the livestock newswire people did a story yesterday and called and asked about where's the near term. You know, even the Chicago people are starting to sniff around at these overbought technicals and wondering where the new buyer is going to come from, since the funds are already so heavily involved in it. So I think today's report certainly adds to the credence and the credibility that it's going to be tough to go higher after next week.
Thank you much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great day.
You too. That's Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana.